Father, again we stand in your presence by means of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit, thankful for the privilege and the opportunity we have to feast upon your precious word. May the Holy Spirit set this hour aside, being the teacher. Filter out foolishness and ignorance, but open our hearts to truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We normally depart from our verse-by-verse studies a couple of times a year, Christmas and Easter. This year it's difficult to know whether the Christmas message ought to be today or next Sunday, but you're stuck with today. So 1 Timothy chapter 4 is our text. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For we therefore both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. This is the second of four expressions used by the Holy Spirit, similar expressions, in verse 9. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. In each of these cases, one has to decide whether it's the saying before or after that verse that's highlighted by the emendation that it's a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation. It appears as though in 1 Timothy chapter 4, it's the preceding verse. For bodily exercise profiteth little,